So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph teaches Misha Nafalov Ma'apoilas Safek Husham Safek Einisham Safek Chai Safek Meis Safek Kuti Safek Yisrael Mefakhnu Lav Esagal. If a structure collapsed on someone on Shabbos, even if it is doubtful whether the person is in there under the rubble, and even if he is there, it's doubtful whether he's still alive. And even if he's still alive, we don't know whether he's a Jew or non-Jew. Even with all these doubts, we are Machal Shabbos to try and save a Jewish life. The Mishnah continues. If while removing the rubble they found someone alive, they may keep working on Shabbos, even if we know that he will certainly die, and it's only to prolong his life. However, if the person has already died, they may not keep working on Shabbos. Even the Isser Drabban of Muktzah of moving the body or removing the rubble is forbidden. There is a machlekes as to how far we must check to see if he's alive. Up to his nostrils to see if the person is breathing, or up to his heart to see if it's beating. The Gemara first wants to link this machlekes to the one regarding Mehechen Havlad Noitze. From where is the beginning of the child's creation? Meroyshe, from his head? Or Mitiburai, Umeshalech Shirosh of Eilech V'Eilech, from the navel, and from there it spreads out to the rest of the body. However, the Gemara concludes that this machlokes is only regarding the creation of a newborn child. But regarding Pikuach Nefesh, all agree that the main source of life is through the breath and the nostrils, as the pasuk says, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chayim Bi'Apav. Therefore, Amar Papa, machlokes mimata lamala, ab mimala lamata, keeping the body cloud chaytmai, shuvin etzarach. The Chsiv Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chayim Bi'Apav. A papa clarifies that the machlokes is only when uncovering the body from the legs up, where one opinion holds that ad liba is sufficient, while the other opinion holds we must continue ad chaytmai to determine if he's alive. However, when uncovering the body from the head down, once we reach ad chaytmai and he's not breathing, there is no need to continue further ad liba. The Gemara adds, Baduk umatza el yoyne mesim, lo yoyme kvar meso atachtoinim. If the body is closer to the top or lifeless, we do not assume that the victims underneath are also lifeless, and we continue working until every person is accounted for. The Gemara now proceeds to teach several sources that Pikuach Nefesh Doiches HaShabbos and relates. Ukvar Hoyu Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiv Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah Mahalchen Baderech V'Levi Hasadav Rabbi Shmuel Ben Neish Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah Mahalchen Achrein. These great Tanoim were walking together and were asked, Minayin LePikuach Nefesh Doiches HaShabbos? From where do we know that saving a life overrides Shabbos? Shmuel answered, the Pasuk says, Im Machteres Yimotze HaGanav. If a thief is caught sneaking into someone's house, Savak on Mamin Ba, Savak on the Fashis Ba, and we don't know if he only wants to steal or is ready to kill if resisted, and we know that bloodshed is so severe that it pollutes the entire earth and causes the Shechinah to distance itself from Klal Yisrael. Yet the homeowner may save his life by taking the life of the thief. Certainly saving a life overrides Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva said, the Pasuk says, if a Kohen killed his fellow Jew, do not allow him to perform the Avodah, but take him away from the Mizbeach to be put to death. And the Gemara is Medayik. Once he began the Avodah, we allow him to finish the Avodah. However, Rabbi Yochanan qualifies. We do not remove him from the Mizbeach to be put to death, but we do remove him from the Mizbeach to save a life. For example, if a Kohen possesses evidence that can exonerate one who is facing the death penalty by Beis Din. And so Rabbi Kiva concludes, Umazesh shesafik yesh mamash bedvarav, safik ein mamash bedvarav, v'avoyde doiches Shabbos. If in this case, where it is doubtful whether this Kohen's testimony will save the Jew, we take him away from avoyde, which itself overrides Shabbos, to try and save the life of a Jew, certainly we may be mechal Shabbos to save the life of a Jew. Blaza said, Bris Mila, which involves only one of the 248 organs of a person, is Deiches Shabbos. Certainly saving a life overrides Shabbos. Basically, Yehuda derives it from the Pasuk Ach Es Shabsoisit Tishmeru. The word Ach qualifies and teaches that sometimes we do not keep Shabbos, but rather Shabbos is overridden for Pekuach Nefesh. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef cites the pasuk Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem and teaches He Mesur Biyadchem V'Loi Atem Mesurim Biyada. Shabbos is given over to you, but you are not given over to the Shabbos, meaning that you are not obligated to give your life for the sake of Shabbos. Prim b'menasi darshens the pasuk. B'shomru b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos la'asos es Shabbos l'dor Yerusham. Amr Torah. Chila l'lov Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmer Shabbos es harbe. The Torah is teaching that we desecrate one Shabbos to save a life of a Jew so that he will be able to keep many Shabboses afterwards. Amr b'hud amr Shmuel. Ihavi hasam havemina didi adifem middidhu. V'chai behem v'loy sheyamas behem. I would have told them a source that's better than all of the above. V'chai behem v'loy sheyamas behem. The pasuk in its entirety reads, "Ushmartem eschukeisa b'smishpatai asher yasa oisam ha'odem v'chai behem." You should keep the mitzvahs and live by them, v'loy sheyamas behem. But one need not give up his life to keep the mitzvahs. Amar Rava, l'kulu islahu pircha bar midishmul delesle pircha. Rava says that all the sources can be challenged as speaking only of vade nefashas. And we would not know that suffering nefashas doicha Shabbos, with the exception of the teaching of Shmuel, which Rashi explains, "Shayasa adam hamitzus sheyichi behem vaday v'le sheyave basiyasin l'day suffering misa." Alma mechal and ala suffering. Amar Ravina v'itemer of Nachman Yitzchuk, tava chada palpalta harifa mimimale tzana dekari. One small peppercorn is better than a basket full of pumpkins, meaning that Shmuel, who was namoira, cited a more conclusive source than the Tanoim before him. Zok the Mishnah, chatas v'ashem v'aday mechaprim. A carbon chatas and a carbon ashem v'aday, together with tshuva, achieve atonement for the sin for which they are brought. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah does not mention ashem tole, which is brought by someone who is in doubt whether he did an avera for which b'mezid he would be chayv kares, for two reasons. Ein mechaper kapar gemura. Ashem tole does not affect complete atonement, as Rashi explains. Ela tayla lahagin lav neisurin ad sheyevada leishevadei chata v'yavei chatas. It provides temporary atonement until one determines if he actually sinned when he needs to bring a karma chatas. Ashem tali is not always required, as we learn in the Mishnah, Chiyav v'chatoiz v'ashamiz v'adoin sha'avar alehen yom kippurim chayavin ashamiz tuluin p'turin. If Yom Kippur goes by after one became obligated in the carbon, Ashem vaday must still be brought. Ashem tali need not be brought anymore, because Yom Kippur already accomplished the temporary atonement. The Mishnah continues. The passing of a Jew or Yom Kippur both atone for his sins together with tshuva. Our Gemara cites Rebbe. Rebbe Eimer, Akol Avei Shabbat Torah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Yasa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur atones even without tshuva, with the exception of three major sins. Perik Oil, someone who casts off the yoke of Emunah. Hamagal Apanim Bat Torah, someone who mocks the Torah. Hamefa Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, someone who does not perform the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The Gemara concludes that our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Rebbe. As tshuva bo Yom Kippurim loy bo tshuva. Tshuva must be accompanied by Yom Kippur for proper atonement, whereas Yom Kippur atones even without tshuva. The Mefarshim explained that according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur itself atones without tshuva in as much as to mitigate the sin from punishment. However, even according to Rebbe, in order for a person to achieve complete and proper atonement, Yom Kippur must be accompanied by sincere tshuva.